Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack announced the USDA has published their final rule implementing the 2008 Farm Bill provisions to better protect livestock producers and poultry growers under the Grain Inspection Packers and Stockyards Administration. He said he often hears from farmers and ranchers about concerns with the marketplace becoming more concentrated.
Over the past 30 years, livestock and poultry marketplaces have not only become more concentrated, they've become vertically integrated. And with that, there is the risk of folks being treated unfairly. The final rule that we're proposing and putting into place basically complies with the 2008 Farm Bill Directive, encourages us to provide more assistance and help to those who are faced with a suspension of delivery of birds to their enterprise, provides additional mechanisms by which we determine whether requests for additional capital investments are unfair or unreasonable, allows for a more reasonable time for individuals to remedy a breach of contract, and provides greater protections in arbitration. So it's a series of steps designed to create a fairer and potentially a more transparent marketplace.
And according to National Chicken Council President Mike Brown, while the NCC does appreciate the work of Congress and will work with their members to facilitate compliance with the rule when it takes effect on February 7th of 2012, they are disappointed that the final rule still includes provisions estimated to cost the chicken industry as much as $55.5 million annually. He said this is especially burdensome on an industry that has struggled financially in the face of this difficult economic climate and record high cost of production. Randall Wiseman, Southeast AgNet.